Yes, he did. He had a very interesting record on trade. He was what initially was called a free trader. He very much, for example, supported the idea of low tariffs, few barriers to international trade. He generally believed that that it was good for the United States, good for its entire economy, both to export our goods, both farm goods and manufactured goods, in return for the benefits of buying goods from other countries, so that we would help to lift the economies of those countries. Now, having said that he was a free trader, he was coming around toward a more restrictive view of trade. Not that he did not want to have fairly extensive trade, but that he thought that the playing field was not even, that the U.S. and foreign companies were taking advantage of low wage rates, child labor, women labor, other issues of that sort in foreign countries, and putting American workers, who of course are paid high salaries and given good benefits, at a real disadvantage. So Bob Matsui's position on trade certainly evolved, and I talked to him a good deal about this over the years. It was not a straight line. It was not permanent, written in stone. He definitely changed his position on